Simon & Schuster Audio presents Watergate, A New History by Garrett M. Graff. Read by Jacques Roy. With acknowledgments read by the author.
To my editor, Jack Limpert, who was right about Watergate and who later opened Washington, D.C. up to me. And to Jack Schaefer, who taught me the lore and mythology of the D.C. press corps. Honesty is always the best policy in the end. Gerald R. Ford remarks upon taking the oath of office, August 9, 1974. Introduction. Tears welled up in Mark Felt's eyes as he worked his way through the crowd alongside his wife, Audrey. More than 700 current and former FBI agents spread across the plaza outside the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., some from as far away as field offices in Florida, Virginia, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Three buses of agents had left Manhattan at 3 a.m. to arrive in time for the court hearing. Now, as Felt arrived, they all applauded. It was an unprecedented gathering for an unprecedented day. The April 20th, 1978 arraignment of Felt, the Bureau's former number two official, alongside former FBI acting director L. Patrick Gray III and a third Bureau leader, Edward S. Miller, on felony charges that they did unlawfully, willfully, and knowingly combine, conspire, confederate, and agree together to injure and oppress citizens of the United States, by authorizing FBI agents to conduct illegal break-ins and surveillance. 70 other FBI agents now also faced disciplinary proceedings. Felt, Gray, and Miller all planned to issue not guilty pleas. They believed their actions had been in keeping with the best interests of the national security of the United States. They hadn't hurt the country, they'd protected it. The agents who now surrounded Felt agreed. When these men acted, they were doing exactly what Attorney General Richard Kleindienst, the White House, the Congress, and the American public wanted and needed to have done at that time, the head of the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI said after the indictment. At the courthouse entrance, Felt and his wife paused to hear two agents, one current, one former,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?